Thursday, January the 6th, 11, 1 Shavuot 5771. Day 5 before Shabbat, or Shabo, come. Exodus 13, 1-16.
The firstborn consecrated.
Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, "Sanctify to me all of the firstborn, whatever opens the womb among the children of Israel, both of man and of animal. It is mine."
The Feast of Unleavened Bread.
Moses said to the people, "Remember this day, in which you came out from Egypt, out of the house of bondage, for by strength of hand Yahweh brought you out from this place. No leavened bread shall be eaten. This day you go out in the month Abib. It shall be, when Yahweh shall bring you into the land of the Canaanite, and the Hittite, and the Amorite, and the Hivite, and the Jebusite, which he swore to your fathers to give you, a land flowing with milk and honey, that you shall keep this service in this month. 7 days you shall eat unleavened bread, and in the seventh day shall be a feast to Yahweh. Unleavened bread shall be eaten throughout the 7 days, and no leavened bread shall be seen with you, neither shall there be yeast seen with you, in all your borders. You shall tell your son in that day, saying, 'It is because of that which Yahweh did for me when I came out of Egypt.' It shall be for a sign to you in your hand, and for a memorial between your eyes, that the Torah, teaching and instruction, of Yahweh may be in your mouth, for with a strong hand Yahweh has brought you out of Egypt. You shall therefore keep this ordinance in its season from year to year."
The teaching and instruction of the firstborn.
It shall be, when Yahweh shall bring you into the land of the Canaanite, as he swore to you and to your fathers, and shall give it you, that you shall set apart to Yahweh all that opens the womb, and every firstborn which you have that comes from an animal. The males shall be Yahweh's. Every firstborn of a donkey you shall redeem with a lamb, and if you will not redeem it, then you shall break its neck, and you shall redeem all the firstborn of man among your sons. It shall be, when your son asks you in time to come, saying, "What is this?" that you shall tell him, "By strength of hand Yahweh brought us out from Egypt, from the house of bondage, and it happened, when Pharaoh would hardly let us go, that Yahweh killed all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both the firstborn of man, and the firstborn of animal. Therefore I sacrifice to Yahweh all that opens the womb, being males, but all the firstborn of my sons I redeem. It shall be for a sign in your hand, and for symbols between your eyes, for by strength of hand Yahweh brought us out of Egypt." Acts 16.
Timothy joins Paul and Silas.
He came to Derbe and Lystra, and behold, a certain disciple was there, named Timothy, the son of a Jew who believed, but his father was a Greek. The brothers who were at Lystra and Iconium gave a good testimony about him. Paul wanted to have him go out with him, and he took and circumcised him because of the Jews who were in those parts, for they all knew that his father was a Greek. As they went on their way through the cities, they delivered the decrees to them to keep which had been ordained by the emissaries and elders who were at Jerusalem. So the assemblies were strengthened in the faith, and increased in number daily.
The Macedonian call.
When they had gone through the region of Phrygia and Galatia, they were forbidden by the set-apart Holy Spirit to speak the word in Asia. When they had come opposite Mysia, they tried to go into Bithynia, but the Spirit didn't allow them. Passing by Mysia, they came down to Troas. A vision appeared to Paul in the night. There was a man of Macedonia standing, begging him, and saying, "Come over into Macedonia and help us." When he had seen the vision, immediately we sought to go out to Macedonia, concluding that Adonai had called us to proclaim the good news to them.
Lydia immersed at Philippi.
Setting sail therefore from Troas, we made a straight course to Samothrace, and the day following to Neapolis, and from there to Philippi, which is a city of Macedonia, the foremost of the district, a Roman colony. We were staying some days in this city. On the Sabbath day we went forth outside of the city by a riverside, where we supposed there was a place of prayer, and we sat down, and spoke to the women who had come together. A certain woman named Lydia, a seller of purple, of the city of Thyatira, one who worshipped Elohim, heard us, whose heart had an eye open to listen to the things which were spoken by Paul. When she and her household were immersed, she begged us, saying, "If you have judged me to be faithful to Adonai, come into my house, and stay." So she persuaded us.
Paul and Silas imprisoned.
It happened, as we were going to prayer, that a certain girl having a spirit of divination met us, who brought her masters much gain by fortune-telling. Following Paul and us, she cried out, "These men are servants of the Most High Elohim, who proclaim to us the way of salvation." She was doing this for many days. But Paul, becoming greatly annoyed, turned and said to the spirit, "I command you in the name of Yeshua the Messiah to come out of her." It came out that very hour. But when her masters saw that the hope of their gain was gone, they seized Paul and Silas, and dragged them into the marketplace before the rulers. When they had brought them to the magistrates, they said, "These men, being Jews, are agitating our city, and set forth customs which it is not legal for us to accept or to observe, being Romans." The multitude rose up together against them, and the magistrates tore their clothes off of them, and commanded them to be beaten with rods. When they had laid many stripes on them, they threw them into prison, charging the jailer to keep them safely, who, having received such a command, threw them into the inner prison, and secured their feet in the stocks.
The Philippian jailer saved.
But about midnight Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to Elohim, and the prisoners were listening to them. Suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's bonds were loosened. The jailer, being roused out of sleep and seeing the prison doors open, drew his sword and was about to kill himself, supposing that the prisoners had escaped. But Paul cried with a loud voice, saying, "Don't harm yourself, for we are all here." He called for lights and sprang in, and fell down trembling before Paul and Silas, and brought them out and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" They said, "Believe in Adonai Yeshua the Messiah, and you will be saved, you and your household." They spoke the word of Adonai to him, and to all who were in his house. He took them the same hour of the night, and washed their stripes, and was immediately immersed, he and all his household. He brought them up into his house, and set food before them, and rejoiced greatly with all his household, having believed in Elohim.
Paul refuses to depart secretly.
But when it was day, the magistrates sent the sergeants, saying, "Let those men go." The jailer reported these words to Paul, saying, "The magistrates have sent to let you go, now therefore come out, and go in peace." But Paul said to them, "They have beaten us publicly, without a trial, men who were Romans, and have cast us into prison. Do they now release us secretly?" "No, most certainly, but let them come themselves and bring us out." The sergeants reported these words to the magistrates, and they were afraid when they heard that they were Romans, and they came and begged them. When they had brought them out, they asked them to depart from the city. They went out of the prison, and entered into Lydia's house. When they had seen the brothers, they encouraged them, and departed. New Moon, Numbers 28, 1-15.
Daily Offerings.
Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, "Command the children of Israel, and tell them, my offering, my food for my offerings made by fire, of a pleasant aroma to me, you shall observe to offer to me in their due season. You shall tell them, this is the offering made by fire which you shall offer to Yahweh, male lambs a year old without blemish, two day by day, for a continual burnt offering. You shall offer the one lamb in the morning, and you shall offer the other lamb at evening, with the tenth part of an ephah of fine flour for a meal offering, mixed with the fourth part of a hin of beaten oil. It is a continual burnt offering, which was ordained in Mount Sinai for a pleasant aroma, an offering made by fire to Yahweh. Its drink offering shall be the fourth part of a hin for the one lamb. You shall pour out a drink offering of strong drink to Yahweh in the set-apart holy place. The other lamb you shall offer at evening, as the meal offering of the morning, and as the drink offering of it, you shall offer it, an offering made by fire, of a pleasant aroma to Yahweh."
Sabbath Offerings.
On the Sabbath day, two male lambs a year old without blemish, and 2/10 parts of an ephah of fine flour for a meal offering, mixed with oil, and the drink offering of it. This is the burnt offering of every Sabbath, besides the continual burnt offering, and the drink offering of it.
Monthly Offerings.
In the beginnings of your months you shall offer a burnt offering to Yahweh, two young bulls, and one ram, seven male lambs a year old without blemish, and 3/10 parts of an ephah of fine flour for a meal offering. mixed with oil, for each bowl, and 2/10 parts of fine flour for a meal offering, mixed with oil, for the 1 ram, and the 1/10 part of fine flour mixed with oil for a meal offering to every lamb, for a burnt offering of a pleasant aroma, an offering made by fire to Yahweh. Their drink offerings shall be 1/2 hin of wine for a bull, and 1/3 hin for the ram, and 1/4 hin for a lamb. This is the burnt offering of every month throughout the months of the year. 1 male goat for a sin offering to Yahweh, it shall be offered besides the continual burnt offering, and the drink offering of it. End of today's Torah and related scriptures. Praise Yah. HNV version, in the public domain.